Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Thanks for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast. This is Brian Dowling in for Andy Peters this week. And while he's off in Australia for the week, he's so lucky, I'm here to tell you what's in this week's digital edition of the show. In the next 20 minutes, you'll find some of this.
It's actually really, really heavy. Yeah.
A bit of this. When I seen him, it's a bit weird because you've got this body and that little head. It's almost like, oh, it's wrong. And a smidgen of this.
Flicking Allendale's packet, you think, yeah, okay.
All that and much more. So thanks for downloading and enjoy the very latest Hot or Not podcast.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Okay, it's time to welcome this week's special guest to the show. He's currently donning his Technicolor dream coat and playing Joseph in the West End. It's the one, it's the only, it's Mr. Gareth Gates.
Hey, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you, yeah.
You sound so relaxed and laid back.
I'm actually working hard on my speech at the minute. And one of the things I'm working on is not to speed up with my speech. So that's probably why I sound very slow and relaxed.
I wished I could sound relaxed because I speak very, very fast and very, very loud. Now, you're currently, you've been playing Joseph, you're in Joseph now. Is it over a month or so now you've been doing it?
Yeah, I'm into my fifth week now.
So how are you finding it?
Yeah, it's all going really, really well. The audiences have been wonderful and the rest of the cast are all great people as well. And I'm really, really enjoying it. So,
is the coat heavy?
It's very heavy.
Yeah. I've always wanted to know, is the coat heavy?
No, it's actually really, really heavy. Yeah. It feels fantastic, though. You know, there's lots of people who've worn that coat, lots of, you know, massive names. And it's a real honour that I was asked to be the next Joseph, you know.
Were you nervous when you were approached about it?
Yeah, well, I walked in to the audition room with Andrew Lloyd Webber there.
Oh, goodness.
Which is very, very nerve-wracking.
I'm even nervous watching him and telling him. I don't know why, but I just get nervous looking at him.
I sang Close Every Door, and it went really, really well. And within half an hour of leaving the audition, I had a phone call from his office, yeah, asked me if I wanted to play the part of Joseph, which was really, really fun.
And you're like, no, thank you, Andrew, I don't want to. Now, of course, we could not talk about Pop Idol. How many years ago is that now?
Pop Idol was about 7.5 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And it seems like yesterday, it really does. And it's really fantastic, the doors that, you know, that have been opened for me off the back of that, you know.
Do you watch, obviously, The X Factor? Are you a fan of that show?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to watch those sorts of shows, you know. They all seem to grip the nation. And yeah, I'm a big fan of those shows, if I'm honest.
Now, Gareth, thank you. We're going to play some music now, but you'll stick around because up next we have the Hot List. Back with Gareth in a few moments.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
So in this week's Hotcast competition, you can win all the best entertainment releases from today, including How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, W and Eagle Eye, all on DVD. For a full list of prizes, check out www.heatradio.com. But first, pay attention to the question, the answer for which is somewhere in this podcast. Who did Gareth take over from in Joseph? Question again, who did Gareth Gates take over from in Joseph? If you think you know, just send an email to studio@heatradio.com with the answer and your contact details, and you could be our latest Hotcast competition winner.
This is Heat.
Hello there, dear listener. This is Brian Dowling with Hot or Not, checking out the latest news in the worlds of music, TV, and of course, movies. And joining us now to talk about this week's big cinema releases, we're pleased to welcome Heat's movie editor, Mr. Charles Gant.
Good evening.
Hello, Charles.
How you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now, so today, what are we talking about? What are we dishing? What are we dishing today?
We're dishing on lesbian vampire killers.
I thought you were saying lesbians. I've got a lot to say about them. Is it good?
Ooh, we'll come to that later. It's the film with James Corden and Matthew Horne from Gavin and Stacey.
Yes.
From Comic Relief.
From the Brits. From Horne and Corden, yeah.
Exactly, those guys. So not content with taking over the world in television, they're having a go on the big screen with their debut feature. And they play these two lads very similar, actually, to their Gavin and Smithy characters.
No!
Matthew Horne's character and gets dumped by his girlfriend, persuades his mate to go hiking with him.
As you do.
They've got no money. They go hiking in this village in Norfolk, as you do. And they happen to come to a village where all the women in the village, when they turn 18, become lesbian vampires.
Let's listen to a clip.
What was that?
I don't know. Let's go find out.
She's serious.
We have to do something, don't we?
This is all getting a bit weird, eh? Women going missing, town's covered in blood.
Well, it's not really covered, it's more of a light spotting.
Oh, that's all right then. Look, we heard her in here not 1 minute ago and now she's nowhere to be seen. That, my friend, is very weird.
Agreed, but come on, man, we have to find Trudy. You like Trudy, don't you?
Not that much.
So,
quite funny there. I mean, the thing about this genre is it's comedy horror is quite tricky because if you're laughing, you're not being... Chances are you're not being scared. If you're being scared, chances are you're not laughing. And it's a very sort of tricky tonal transition to get right. Some films, notably Shaun of the Dead with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, got it perfectly. This film, sadly not.
So my next question, is it hot or not?
I think probably the first product from Corden and Horn.
It's confusing, yes.
That we haven't liked, Lesbian Vampire Killers.
It's a knot.
It's a knot.
And also in this week's Heat magazine, out tomorrow, the gorgeous Lucy Cave goes behind the scenes on the set of the movie.
Yeah, and it would sort of be a little bit more exciting if we hadn't slagged the film off about 25 pages later. But there you go.
The readers can and listeners can make up their own minds.
Of course they can.
Thank you, Charles.
That's my pleasure.
Always a joy. Heat Radio. Monday night, Hot or Not with me, Brian Dowling, on Heat Radio. And still with me is this week's very special guest, Mr. Gareth Gace, who is now about to face the hot list. Are you nervous, Gareth?
I'm very nervous about the hot
Just
list.
Think I'm Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay.
This is where we give you a list of people, places or things, anything we can think of, and then you simply have to tell us whether you think it's hot or whether you think it's not, and the reason why.
Lovely.
You understand?
I understand, and I'm ready.
Here we go. Hot or not, this year's Dancing on Ice.
Ooh,
think hot. About it. Hot. Why?
Very hot. My Dancing on Ice skating partner, Maria, she's with Ray this year. And I think he's just absolutely wonderful.
What can't he do? He can do everything.
Yeah, he's a wonderful dancer and he's an amazing ice skater.
I think he's a bit too muscly. When I seen him, it's a bit weird because he's got this body and that little head. It's almost like, oh, it's wrong. Okay, so we've got a hot first up.
Hot.
Next we have Singing for the Queen, hot or not?
Ooh, hot as well. The reason why, at the age of 11, I actually sang a solo for the Queen. So it was an amazing experience for me, and I'm sure anybody who has that opportunity is...
More nervous fantastic. Singing for the Queen or singing for Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Ooh, okay, here we go. Impending fatherhood, hot or not?
Ooh, hot, obviously.
I'm glad you didn't say, no, I don't want the baby now, actually.
I only have the 3 weeks until I'm going to be a father, and it feels great.
Until your life's over for the next 18 years.
Exactly.
Good luck with that. And finally, singing in front of thousands of people, hot or not?
Hot, yeah, absolutely. There's no greater feeling, I think, than standing up there in front of thousands of people screaming your name. It's a wonderful feeling, yeah. It's a real buzz.
My goodness, Gareth, I think this is the first time I've ever hosted the show and everyone's... You said hot to all those questions. Well done, you.
Absolutely.
Now, just tell everyone that's listening when and where can we go and see you in Joseph?
Well, Joseph is on the Adelphi Theatre, which is on the Strand in the West End. And, yeah, I'm Joseph until the show ends, which is on the 30th of May.
So you can catch Gareth Gates in Joseph Adelphi Theatre in London until the 30th of May. Gareth, thank you very much for your time.
It's really good to speak to you, mate, and we'll hopefully speak very soon.
And good luck with being a daddy.
Thanks, mate.
See you later. Bye.
Okay, lots of love. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Heat. This is Brian Dowling on the latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other good shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from Out of the Blue last week when Paul spoke to Ben Miller. Ladies and gentlemen,
This is Heat.
Out of Blue with Ford on Heat. Ben Miller is here, and you can see him in Moving Wallpaper tonight. So I've got the Allendale situation.
It's packet gate. Yeah. I flick Allendale's area tonight. Yeah. Actually, I don't want to give too much away from the series, but towards the end of the series, I get a on Kelly too.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
So when you read it on the script though,
you're delighted.
Is it really?
Flicking Allendale's packet, you think, yeah, okay, I can get away with that. When it's like Aunt Kelly Brock, you think, all the strawberries. Three little bells come up in your head, or whatever it is. Bar, bar, bar. the actor Fruity is paying out big time.
And did you get it wrong many times when you go, look, can we go
Kelly,
again?
I'm so sorry, I can't work with that. I just can't concentrate. Please, there's a leaf blowing just through the corner, you know, in the corner of my vision. Yeah, can we go again?
How was the chat afterwards, once you did the whole
call? Well, it's very funny. It's much like I imagine the chat was on, you know, Secret Confessions of a Plumber and all those sort of 70s... they weren't even soft porn films, were they? They were just soft films.
Yeah. In the day, they were hardcore. Yeah. They were.
So, you know, but much like that, you know. So I hear you're going to the West End next. It was literally So I hear you're going to the West End with Kevin Bishop. This is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, right. Which theatre you play? The Comedy Theatre. Excellent. Yeah. I mean, there's not much wing space there, is there? No. Anyway, should we go again?
So Helen, that's the fun part. It's funny, whenever I mention Moving Wallpaper to you, you've always gone straight to the Kelly Brook story. It's going to be in there for a while, isn't it?
Allendale, let me tell you, wasn't too happy with having his package flicked in real life. Of course, the story in the show is that, you know, I deeply offend Alan by just going on a little motion control marker.
He's in like a blue...
He's in a blue motion control suit and it has these motion control markers on them. Of course, it ends up with me having, you know, he's supposed to do a stunt in the suit, and because I flick his packet and then accidentally cup his buttock later in the show, when I'm apologising, I have to do the stunt, which is quite fun.
That's what we admire about you as an actor.
Join Paul Coyte weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
Out of the Blue with Ford on Heat, and Ben Miller is with us, and Moving Wallpaper, it's third one tonight.
It is the
Can I congratulate you on the show?
Please.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very
Paul.
Good.
That's
you're very
kind
good.
Of you.
But you are doubling up tonight. You're
I'm doubling up because I'm also on Comic Relief. In fact, we probably should be saying don't watch Moving Wallpaper, watch Comic Relief because it's
Sky
charity,
Plus.
Though.
Sky
isn't
Plus.
It? Sky Plus. Come on.
Yeah,
Paul.
You know.
Use your imagination.
Yeah.
You're the Heat Generation. Yeah. I mean, you of all people are the Heat Generation. I mean, you aren't the Heat Generation. I don't know who we're talking to.
I know. Now, also tell us about Comic Relief.
Comic Relief, we're doing a sketch with Mitchell and Webb. We're in a Mitchell and Webb sketch called Digby Chicken Caesar. One of my favourite Mitchell and Webb sketches. And then they're going to be in one of our pilot sketches.
Yes.
So it's a kind of a sort of playing football between the barricades, you know, Second World War, détente. You know, these two sworn enemies, these enemy lines, the Mitchell and Webb camp, the Armstrong and Miller camp. It's just, we're just forgetting about all that feuding, that bloodlust. We're just going to pretend to be mates for Comic Relief.
Was there some muscle flexing?
Yeah, a lot of muscle flexing. Robert Webb was being particularly cocky because he'd just done his very, very successful Comic Relief dance.
Oh,
so he
was
kind of kingpin on the day.
Yeah, of course.
And we spent the whole day going, oh, that was amazing. That was amazing, that dance. It was incredible, wasn't it? His dance is just the funniest thing I've seen this year.
Yeah. It was, it's scary though. It's hilarious but uncomfortable.
But he did it. There were some brilliant, brilliant touches. The welder's helmet.
Unbelievable.
You know, the business at the beginning. I mean, it is absolutely superb. Apparently,
Would you have done it?
Well, it's funny. Well, I did talk about maybe doing it. Now, having seen Rob do it, I'm really, really glad that I didn't go anywhere near it because I think you can't touch this. Is that what MC Hammer said?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Listen, Heat Generation, you won't know what we're talking about, but old Father Hammer once said, you can't touch this.
Ben, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming
always
in.
Always a pleasure for me, too.
Cheers,
Thanks,
Ben.
Paul. Love to see you.
This is Heat.
And here are some exclusive bits from Garrett Gates you didn't hear on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
You've come actually a big way in your speech. You're doing really well.
Yeah, thank you. I'm part of this... speech therapy program called the Maguire program, and it basically just teaches you a new way of speaking, new way of breathing, and new ways to tackle the mindset that comes with having a stammer. So,
well done. You're doing really, really well, and you're a great inspiration for people that are also have the same difficulty in speaking. So I bet you find people say that to you quite a lot.
Yeah, there's lots of people that stop me on the street saying that they have a stammer and things. And, you know, that's the great thing about the Maguire programme. It helps lots of different people with different stammers and things. And, yeah, it's fantastic to be a part of that programme.
This is Heat.
Joseph was the very reason that I learned I was able to sing. At my first school at the age of 8, I was Joseph at school there, and ever since then I've wanted to play it in the West End, so it felt really fantastic.
Maybe next you should wish you win the lotto, and you might, because you're doing everything else that you wish for. You seem to get it.
That's right.
This is Heat.
Now, I believe you're going to be a daddy pretty soon.
That's right. Suzanne only has about 3 weeks left. So,
I bet you've got the bag packed. You're ready to go.
Absolutely. The nurse is ready. The bags are packed. I'm just waiting for the baby to arrive.
Do you know what you're having yet? A boy or a girl?
Yeah, it's a little girl. Yeah.
And have you got a name picked yet?
We have. However,
it's a surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
I'm sure I'll read about it in some glossy magazine, Gareth.
Radio.
Okay, that's it for this week's Hotcast. Andy will be back next week. Until next time, see ya.
Do it.
Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.